A federal appeals court in San Francisco has ruled the Pledge of Allegiance in public schools unconstitutional. By a 2-1 vote, a panel of the court said that Congress, by adding the words "under God" to the pledge, stepped over the line separating church and state. NPR's legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg is here in the studio with us. Nina, how did this case come about?
Well, it was brought by a man who's a self-proclaimed atheist and whose daughter attended a public school where the student said the Pledge of Allegiance every day. Now, his daughter was not compelled to say the pledge. The Supreme Court outlawed that a long time ago. But he claimed that his daughter was injured when she was required to watch and listen while the teacher led her class in a ritual proclaiming that there is a God and that our nation is one nation under God.
When exactly were those words, "one nation under God," added to the pledge?
In 1954, and President Eisenhower, in signing the bill, said that millions of our school children will daily proclaim the dedication of our nation and our people to the Almighty.
But as you just said, no child's forced to recite the pledge. So what was the appeals court's rationale for finding it unconstitutional?
The court cited a number of U.S. Supreme Court decisions invalidating non-sectarian prayers at school graduations, at football games, decisions that say the government may not place students in the untenable position of choosing between participating in an exercise with religious content or protesting. To force that kind of a choice on students, the Supreme Court has said, is a form of coercion because it sends the message that unbelievers are outsiders and believers are insiders. In addition, the appeals court said today that in the context of the pledge, the statement that the United States is a nation under God is an unconstitutional endorsement of religion. To recite the pledge, the court said, is to swear allegiance to the values for which the flag stands: unity, indivisibility, liberty, justice, and monotheism since 1954. It's no different, the appeals court said, than an oath which would pledge that we are a nation under Jesus or Vishnu or Zeus.
What about the one dissenting judge? What did he have to say?
Well, the dissenter, Judge Ferdinand Fernandez, said that when all is said and done, the danger that the words "under God" and the pledge will tend to bring about a theocracy or suppress somebody's beliefs is, in his words, so minuscule as to be de minimis. The danger, he said, is picayune at most. And he said if this decision is taken to its logical next step, it would mean that God Bless America, America the Beautiful, and the third verse of the Star Spangled Banner wouldn't be permitted in public schools either.
Well, put this in perspective for us. How likely is it that this decision will hold?
Well, going out on a limb, Lynn, I would say the odds are pretty close to zilch. Even the two judges who were in the majority today conceded in a footnote that the United States Supreme Court has said in dicta, that's all the stuff that's not the actual holding, all the verbiage around it, that the United States Supreme Court has said that under God and the Pledge of Allegiance is constitutional. So I would expect that the next step will be that the Justice Department will ask that there be a review by the full Court of Appeals. This was, after all, only a panel of the Court of Appeals. And my guess is that the ruling that I'm talking about here today will die right there.
Thanks very much, Nina.
Thank you, Lynn.
NPR's Nina Totenberg. The Ninth Circuit ruling led to a flurry of activity in Washington today. At the White House, spokesman Ari Fleischer termed the ruling ridiculous. He said the Justice Department is evaluating how to seek redress. On Capitol Hill, Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle said the court's decision was, quote, just nuts. House Speaker Dennis Hastert said the court got this one wrong. Members of Congress gathered outside the Capitol to recite the pledge, and the Senate unanimously passed a resolution criticizing the ruling.